From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. JPMorgan Chase and the Justice Department are said to be nearing a settlement related to the sale of bad mortgages. The tentative agreement would reportedly cost $13 billion, $9 billion in fines, and $4 billion in relief for struggling homeowners. Joining us with the details is Cardiff Garcia of the Financial Times. Cardiff, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, there have been a lot of settlements with a lot of banks. Tell us, first of all, specifically what this one is about when we say it's about the sale of bad mortgages.
Yeah, this one's a little bit complicated. So essentially, what happened was that two banks that J.P. Morgan bought, Washington Mutual and Bear Stearns, before J.P. Morgan bought them, packaged underlying mortgages and sold them off to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, the problem was that those two banks misrepresented the quality of those mortgages, and so it led to losses later on. Essentially, what you've got now is a kind of cadre of regulators coming together to fine J.P. Morgan for what those banks did. Now, this is tricky, I said, because, again, only some of this misbehavior was J.P. Morgan's own. Most of it, we think, took place at these two banks, and so the behavior that's being penalized took place before J.P. Morgan owned them. That being said, when you buy a bank, you don't just get the good stuff, the ability to make money and the assets. You also inherit the bad stuff, the legacy problems and the liabilities. And so really, this is a kind of a difficult and complicated situation in which J.P. Morgan is going to have to own the problems because it didn't do the right kind of due diligence when it bought those banks, even though it did buy them, admittedly, at the behest of the government.
And a lot of people are saying that the government is getting the good end of the deal here, if indeed this tentative agreement is finalized, because $13 billion is a lot more than J.P. Morgan wanted to have to pay for this. And there's some stuff here about whether J.P. Morgan might, in fact, still be liable to future prosecution, right?
Yeah, and it probably will be. I mean, this is just the latest in a long litany of regulatory and legal problems that J.P. Morgan has had. I'm not entirely sure that I'd agree that the government is getting the good end of the stick here. I mean, remember that these deals were part of a larger framework in which the government provided unprecedented support to the financial sector, support that J.P. Morgan also benefited from. So this is all very complicated. I think if J.P. Morgan has a legit beef here, it's that it's been singled out a little bit more than the other banks have. But that's different from saying that J.P. Morgan is being treated unjustly. I think that argument falls flat on its face.
Cardiff, you have said something about this that I want you to explain, which is that this proves that the banks on Wall Street are not only too big to fail, they're too big to manage. Explain.
Sure. So too big to fail. It's possible that they're too big to jail. And we still are holding out for the possibility of criminal prosecution here. We don't know if that's going to take place. The concept of too big to manage is an interesting one. And it's not just this business of the mortgages. It's everything taken together. So remember that for a very long time, J.P. Morgan and Jamie Dimon were considered the gold standard.
Right.
They were considered great at risk management. They had this amazing reputation. And every time somebody said that these banks were too big or too complex, the counterexample was always Jamie Dimon. Well, we've seen in the last year that I think there was a large element of myth to that, and that even if you have a great banker overseeing a bank, and I think a lot of people, even his critics, would acknowledge that Jamie Dimon is a great banker, it doesn't really matter if there's just too much bank to manage. And I think that's something that regulators have been focusing on, and I think it's something that they're going to continue to scrutinize.
Cardiff Garcia is a reporter with the Financial Times. Cardiff, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.